This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
So, of course, I made that New Year's resolution to work out. I went to the doctor, though, and I said, you know, I want a workout plan. He told me to start with 25 crunches a day. I said, man, that's a lot of chocolate. I'm up to 12 bars a day, man. I'm feeling better, but my diabetes is out of control right now.
March 28th, 2025. Going up to 64 today. Ah, it's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, Kevin. The wake up call pet scout is here somewhere. I don't know where.
Oh, I was petting him earlier.
I think he might
jumped up on my lap. Scurried up on my lap.
Got out of the terrarium. He'll find
which is not a safe place to keep him.
No, it is not. Not a recommended habitat. If you're missing the inside joke on that, we will never say what
scouting.
Kind
of animal it is.
Today is a national holiday. It is Katie and Kevin's birthday,
yes!
Everybody. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I probably should have had like a song or something. There we go.
Yeah.
I do love this version
it's
more.
The better version.
Can we call it the black version,
no,
or should we say Stevie Wonder?
We really shouldn't call it
right.
I think I've been told in the past to stop doing that,
yes,
too. Okay, sorry. It is the better version.
It is the better version.
Yeah. It's more upbeat. I love it. You could twerk to it.
Oh.
All righty. Congratulations, guys, for making it another revolution all the way around the sun.
Yep.
And how does it feel?
It feels great right now.
Does it?
Sure.
Oh, that's great.
I feel great.
Oh, that's great.
This morning I woke up with anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And depression.
Oh, boy.
But it soon got doused in.
So you were really on the fence about how you were going to feel about today, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All right.
But now, oh, my God.
Because you are 31.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, like, they do start, the vibe of a birthday does change after 30.
I feel it.
It really changes after 40.
I do feel, I mean, this is going to sound obvious. I felt a lot younger at 42 than 43, which I understand. That is how the math works. But a very special elf came and decorated the studio and left us lots of balloons and flowers. I have a Louis Vuitton bag
as
a gift.
Oh, my God.
Morning sushi.
Morning sushi.
There you go.
Coffee, champagne.
I'm glad that somebody's taken over the decorations. That's not in my wheelhouse. I did wish I knew about the food because there's going to be, and I never thought I'd say this, too much food.
I'm so excited.
That thrills us.
So the sushi has to get eaten before probably 7:30.
Okay.
Done.
Because then the food will...
I mean, it's the whole party platter.
Get to work.
Because well, you can help too.
The food will triple.
Triple? Oh my God, probably. Gavin.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. You know how much I love food.
And, you know, if you're following along on the tradition of the wake up call for over 10 years now, Katie gets a gift on her birthday that, in my opinion, way better than a Louis Vuitton bag because my face is on it.
Of course.
Okay. And this year will be no different. You will get something this year, and we will do the unveiling at 7:50 this morning.
I cannot wait.
So long.
7:50 this morning. And it's going to come with a special guest as well.
What?
Yeah. It's going to come with a special guest.
What? Do I know the guest?
You don't ruin the surprise.
I do know the guest.
Oh. You do know the guest.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm nervous.
Although a funny way to say, do I know the guest? It's more fun to say, it's someone from your past.
Oh, it is lost.
But I mean, it could be somebody you saw yesterday.
Right, that's true.
Do I know them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
I wonder who it is.
Okay.
106.5 VN. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
This phone scam has me calling a manager of a hotel in the area from her husband. He requested it. And I'm calling to say that I stayed there, but I was very disappointed because I saw a lot of adult toys just left all over the room. Or did I? Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Hello, thank you for calling. This is Caitlin. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for the manager.
This is the manager.
Hi, my name is Raul, and I was staying there recently, and I just wanted to file a complaint.
Okay, what's the problem, Raul?
So, everything about my room was adequate, but I was very disappointed in, I don't know, the cleaning staff got to the room. It seemed like they did, but there were toys left in the room. And I'm very uncomfortable talking about that. They were not children's toys, but like pleasure toys, adult toys.
So Raul, are we talking about, just so I can get this down accurately, we're talking about when you checked in?
When I got to the room, yes.
The room wasn't fully clean.
Yes, okay. my first time in the room. Yes, I kept finding more and more adult toys. I would like it. I'm just letting you know. Basically, I'm just letting you know.
Can you? Where exactly? So you walk in. Just to walk me through it. Where these toys were?
Well, okay. So the first one that I noticed right away was on the nightstand. Mm-hmm. And it looked like a remote control for a TV.
That is not an adult toy. That is our remote control.
So how do we know that? How do we know?
Because I know what our remote control looks like. And if you're talking about something that looks like a remote control, it does have kind of a curve to
Okay, so maybe that was a mistake then, but you could totally understand how I could have made that mistake, right?
Did you try to use the remote to turn on the TV? Because that's definitely the remote control. Did you watch TV?
I am not touching that thing. No.
Okay, it's just a remote control, sir. So what other issues do you think the room had? What other...
Okay, well, when I got to the bathroom, there were little bottles of just everywhere.
Sir, that's shampoo, conditioner, body lotion.
Well, but...
you should have had a vanity kit in there, too.
How do we... Are you sure you know?
Because it literally says shampoo, conditioner, body lotion, so...
So you're telling me that I'm wrong, that I don't know what these things are.
I'm not saying you're wrong, sir. I think you
Okay, so you're telling me that I'm right.
Misperceived. No, you are correct that those items were in there.
I'm correct. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's just that's not... I think you thought they were something they're not. In our design, is, you know, it's a little more, everything's a little more curved.
All right, okay. Hey, I don't know what kind of pervert you usually talk to, but I'm not one of them, okay?
I also found another one
in a little velvet sack under the sink, and it plugs into the wall.
Yeah,
this was an electrical one.
That's a hairdryer.
No hairdryer like that I've ever seen.
What I'd love to do is offer you a free night whenever you'd like.
I am not coming back there to your little sex dungeon. No, absolutely not.
This is the... We don't do things like that. If you would like to have a free night of your choice, I will personally walk you into the room, show you how to use
it. I am not falling for this. Absolutely not. What do you think? I was born yesterday? You don't think that I can see a trap when I see a trap? I'll become your little slave.
I'm manning the front desk, and I have guests that I need to check in.
Well, tell them. Put me on the phone with them.
Okay. If you would like to give me your name and the night you stayed with us, I will send you a credit for
a free room. Can you hear me? This is a dungeon for a word like that. I'm all flustered. Can they hear me?
Now.
Hello? Are you still there? Hello? Caitlin?
Hello?
Yes. None of this has been real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And your husband.
Gavin, I'm going to kill you.
He sent me an email. Your husband. Kill your husband.
Does he know that I'm literally working right now? Is he on the phone?
No, he's not. But he did know that you were working right now.
Well, you can tell him I'll send him the free room. Because he's not sleeping at home tonight. Oh my God. Y'all are ridiculous.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Amber this morning. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
So you have a boyfriend. His name is Benji. You two live together, right?
I have a boyfriend, but maybe not after this call.
Oh boy. Okay. All right.
We are starting spicy. Okay. Tell us what happened. Let's just get right to it.
Okay. Yes, we do live together. So I was just doing what I usually do, you know, scrolling online, trying to buy something. So my card was not working, and I was upstairs, so I just grabbed his wallet to use his card, and I just noticed there was like a hotel key card in his wallet, and we have not been to a hotel recently. He has not traveled for work recently. I do not recognize this hotel chain, but I don't say anything to him because I'm like worried he's going to lie or make up an excuse, so I'm just calling y'all.
Sure.
Kate, we're going to call him up. Kate's going to offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to. More importantly, we'll see what he writes on the card, and you'll be able to hear everything, although you will be on hold.
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Benji?
This is Benji.
Hi, Benji. This is Carol with and I am calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses. Absolutely. It's a completely free offer.
No, thank you. I'm kind of busy and,
Hold on, Benji, before you go, that wasn't a free, offer for roses. Are you still there? Hello?
What's going on?
Okay, so my name's Gavin. That's actually Katie. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and you are on War of the Roses. It is a relationship test to see if you're cheating on your girlfriend, whose name is Amber, who is listening in right now. I'm going to bring her back in here. Amber, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sorry about that. Sometimes it just doesn't work. Do you want to tell Benji what you found?
Okay, well, I saw a hotel key, and I looked up where the hotel was, and it was in Stockton, and we have not gone there, so I'm very confused why you were there.
Benji, are you like, still there?
I don't even know what to say right now.
Obviously, because you're taking forever to respond. It's not that hard. Like, why was there a hotel key in your wallet?
So, Benji, are you not denying what she's saying?
I'm not saying that I'm confirming or denying anything. I just don't know what to say.
What the f*** is that supposed to mean?
It was a one-time thing. It was a one-time thing. I am
what
sorry.
What are you talking about?
I am so sorry. Like, nothing happened. We just
what do you mean nothing happened? If you kept a hotel key, something happened.
Well, I mean, being in a hotel at all.
To. You're very controlling and domineering. I needed someone to talk to.
What?
You follow me everywhere. You go through my stuff. I needed to go somewhere where I could talk to someone, and you wouldn't
you need
be
to go to a hotel
in.
Room in Stockton?
Well, and who are you talking to?
I just needed somebody to talk to.
So you're not going to say who? You're not going to...
Yeah, nothing physical happened.
Okay.
Like, you understand how that
I know.
Benji, you can...
I know it seems a little icky, but she goes through my stuff. She would have seen that I was seeing a therapist.
I feel like you're kind of turning this on me as if I'm a bad person. And if you really saw a therapist, I want to see the bill from the therapist.
That's why I went to a hotel with someone to talk.
Listen, don't take this the wrong way, but was it a man or a woman?
Oh, my God.
It was a man.
Okay. Did anything beyond, and you, I think you already answered this, but I'll ask it again. Did anything beyond talking happen?
No.
Okay, I mean, I think this is a really weird War of the Roses.
I do too.
But like something's happening, but I don't know if what's happening. Like, I feel like I believe him because the story's so weird.
You do?
I guess. I mean,
no offense, Benji. Like, nothing about this. Like, you met with a therapist. I don't know.
But when you said Benji, though, and listen, I'm not supporting you turning it around on her. I'm not saying that. But when you said, though, like, you know, if I told you I was in therapy, you would have gotten defensive. I know how that feels.
I understand that. It's the part where a therapist will meet you in a hotel room.
I know. That
I find a little sketchy. But...
Which we're not confirming or denying is a therapist.
Right.
So, you listen, we've run out of time for this, but you two have so much to talk about. In all honesty, I wish I could listen to the rest of the conversation because you two are spicy. But this is as far as we can go with it. All right. Okay. So it's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
All right. One of my favorite things on the planet are the Muppets.
That is true.
In fact, a friend of mine just asked me, you know, I don't actually know why you like the Muppets so much. Well, I mean, I'll get into that in a second. And, you know, every year colleges try to get the most famous people that they possibly can to do a commencement speech at graduation. Usually it's alumni members, but if they can't get them, they get random people. The University of Maryland is getting Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog is going to be the commencement speaker for the University of Maryland. Okay.
Don't say okay.
Well, I'm going to explain why if I was in the audience, I would hate this.
Okay.
If I spent all that money and worked that hard and spent years to achieve a diploma.
Sure.
And a puppet showed up.
Exactly. You're saying this like this isn't how everybody would feel. Okay, so you love the Muppets.
Yes. And the reason why is because the Muppets were introduced to me by my cousins who are much older than me. And they were like my first introduction to comedy. But then, you know, I thought they were hysterical when I was a little kid. But then as I got older, though, I realized that like the Muppets, this sounds ridiculous to say, but they are nuanced comedy. They allow you to feel sadness at the same time that you are laughing. And it was the first time I ever realized that. Their messages are very deep. Remember, it was the same guy who created Sesame Street.
Right.
You know, he's got a big heart. He had a big heart. And the Muppets have always spoken to me because of that. But I would be furious.
Okay. I need to make something clear. While there are Muppets fans out there like you, I would say the vast majority of people see the Muppets and go, huh. And that's about as far as it goes.
I understand that. Okay,
so if you, a massive Muppets fan, mm-hmm. which you are,
mm-hmm.
feel this way, can you imagine how everybody else at that graduation felt? Just a man.
What hasn't happened yet? It's about to happen. No.
Okay. Because are they gonna see the guy that walks out there and he's gonna get under a table and then he's gonna shove his hand up and
I'm not quite sure how they're gonna do
Kermit
that.
The Frog it?
Do the walk up to the podium. Right. I'm not quite sure. Because here's the thing, you know, Jim Henson. He did graduate. Jim Henson's the creator of the Muppets. If you're one of those people that Katie's talking about that goes, huh? Jim Henson did graduate from the University of Maryland. But
okay.
Jim Henson's dead.
Yeah.
And Jim Henson isn't the voice of Kermit the Frog.
No.
In fact, the guy who replaced Jim Henson doing the voice of Kermit the Frog isn't the voice of Kermit the Frog anymore.
Okay.
Like, we are now so removed generationally from Jim Henson that A, this barely makes sense.
Okay.
And B,
this barely makes sense.
There's no, I feel like the heart is gone now. Like, it just doesn't make that much sense anymore.
Well, that's why the heart is gone, because I would like to see the short list of other celebrities that they. Also, you know who I'd rather get a commencement speech from?
Who?
Miss Piggy.
Oh,
because if a bitch, talk about if a bitch is confident, okay,
yeah.
Go out into this world and be the baddest bitch you can.
Yes.
That is some Miss Piggy
yes.
energy. Okay, Kermit's a little like, oh, shucksy, like, ugh.
That's why they were always such a great couple.
I know.
And Miss Piggy turned into Chapel Roan, and
oh,
she's very
boy.
Busy right now. it hurts me to say this. I am pained to say this, but
you have to say it.
I would sit there in my cap and gown, sweating because it looks very unbreathable material.
Sure.
In the sun and listening to Kermit.
The sun? You don't even get to be
outside.
Indoors?
Most graduations are outside. And you just kind of, and I'd be sitting there with a look on my face of just like, huh.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly the look you should have. There should be a student protest.
Ugh, man. Now, see, somebody, wait a second. Somebody texted in and said, my best friend's uncle is the one who does Pepe on the Muppets.
Who?
Okay. Indeed. Pepe the Prawn. He's actually one of the big stars of the Muppets now. I want to meet that guy because he is hysterical.
Oh, that guy. I love him.
Yes, he is hysterical. Let's get Pepe as a commencement speaker.
No.
Talk
yes.
to your uncle.
Guys, we're
yes.
not doing puppets for college commencement speeches.
But at least he would be funnier than, because Kermit was never funny. He was the straight guy on the show. You know, like, at least get Pepe. He's the funny one. I want to meet your uncle.
Yes, okay, me too.
This is going off the rails.
It is going off
the rails. And guess what? This is why I didn't go to college. Right.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
The Jonas Brothers on September 26th are going to be performing at the Golden One Center. And we have tickets to the show. Tickets are also on sale right now. And we're going to be giving away a pair right now with our game, Know the Bro. Good morning, Yvette.
Good morning. Oh, now I have to answer questions. Okay.
Yeah, that's what you called
screaming.
Them to do that.
Do you know
this was your choice?
Do you know why you're calling?
I know. Yes. Okay. All right. Brain, wake up. Okay, I'm ready.
I love her.
Are we okay?
Great.
Livette, I'm going to tell you something, okay? Today is Katie and Kevin's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
This is not the energy that they deserve.
Right. No, it is. It absolutely is. This is the energy I want. I want you to barely know where you are.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say you don't know how to play Know the Bro. So we're going to give you a celebrity. Then we're going to give you 10 seconds, just 10 seconds, to tell us who their famous brother is.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
She's getting her life together. I love it.
Okay. Yvette never changed.
Yes.
We're going to start you off with the easiest one we have. Okay, because in all honesty, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel of these celebrities.
And Yvette, it makes me nervous that Yvette is the one that's having to do this.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. This is the easiest one we have, Yvette. You can do this. Okay. Janet Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Got this.
That is correct. All right. Congratulations. See, okay. You're 1 point in. You got 2 points to go. I believe in you now. I'll give you, I'm going to give you a little bit of a harder one now, okay?
Okay.
Kelly Osbourne.
Oh gosh, what's his name? The guy with the glasses.
Yes.
Kelly Osbourne.
Really?
Jack.
I'm going to give it to her. No, she got it.
No. Isn't it Ozzy?
That's her dad.
Really?
That was way after the buzzer.
Who cares? It's my birthday.
You know who cares? Yvette.
No, she doesn't.
I do care.
That's right.
Yvette doesn't care about anything.
The pillar of her life is integrity. All right.
Okay.
How about another easy one? Because we're struggling. Okay? We're all struggling.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. 10 seconds on the board. We're playing Know the Bro for Jonas Brothers tickets. Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth.
Who's his brother?
Kevin,
who's his brother?
I don't know. Don't come at me.
Liam
Hemsworth.
The better looking one. Yeah. No, he's the uglier one.
I mean,
I know. Whichever one was married to, what's her name?
Wow. She is.
All right. You know what? Let's help you out here and we'll jump right into that.
She's never going to get this.
Here's the next one. Miley Cyrus.
Her brother? I don't even know if she had a brother.
Right.
All right.
I'll take her sister.
Oh my God.
What'd you say?
Trace. Yes, you got that.
Oh my God.
And that was before the buzzer. Trace Cyrus.
I was going to say Noah, but that's Noah's the girl.
Noah's a girl. Holy cow. All right. Okay. We're having fun.
She's having great time.
This is great. Yvette, never stop calling this show.
Yvette, you only need one more point here, okay?
Okay, one more.
All right, here we go. Randy Quaid.
Oh, Randy Quaid. Okay.
Just think of the last name Quaid. Who else has that?
Dennis
Quaid.
Yes! You did it! Oh, my God. And not only that, you did it. You did it legitimately the way God intended. Unbelievable. Awesome. I can't believe we got through that. Yvette,
me neither.
You are incredible. Please send us please bring us with you to the Jonas Brothers show.
I'll go anywhere with you, to be honest.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to take my daughter-in-law. She just had my first grandchild.
Uh-huh.
And she needs to get out of the house. She had him in January. And
what a great mother-in-law.
All right,
I am having a great time with you.
Amazing.
Yvette, you got tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. Stay on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm worried about her.
No, she's perfect.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
she's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
And it is her birthday today, so make some noise to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? It's up to you whether or not you want to take it easy on her. We're talking to Vanessa. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Congratulations, you're caller 17. The jackpot is $380. And Katie's leaving the studio right now. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how you do versus how she does. And remember, it is her birthday, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Are you going to take it easy or no?
We're going to try. It's my son's birthday, too. So
we'll what? Oh, it's your son's goodness. Birthday, too?
Happy birthday.
Well, all right. We're going to come back to that. Okay. Question one. There was a massive earthquake in Myanmar and Thailand last night. It measured a 7.7 on the Richter scale, causing massive damage, but only one death as of right now. What is the biggest city in Thailand? Three seconds. Three, two, one. Moving on. Question two. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly welcomed their first baby together yesterday. There's already a picture of the baby on social media, but there's also a private DM fight posted on social media between Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox's ex. Who is Megan Fox's ex?
Oh. Brian Austin Green?
Question three. Corey Feldman was being interviewed, and he said he still holds animosity for Johnny Depp for getting him kicked off of a movie. He claims, with no evidence, he was cast in What's Eating Gilbert Grape, but with Johnny Depp, but then Johnny Depp had him removed from the film and recast as what part? Or as recast with who? Swear.
Sorry.
3 seconds.
I don't remember his name.
Three. Okay, moving on. Question four. There's a soap company called Dr. Squatch. It's been growing in popularity because of their quirky marketing ads, and they finally got a celebrity pitchman, and it's Mike Tyson, who goes by Moisture Mike in the hilariously bad commercials. Who did Mike Tyson just lose to in a fight on Netflix?
Oh, Jake Paul.
And question five, it's been a long time coming, but Will Smith just got a street named after him in West Philadelphia. His Fresh Prince character was from West Philly, but so was Will Smith in real life. West Philadelphia is 2,700 miles from Bel Air. If you were flying 300 miles an hour, how long does that flight take?
How many miles was I flying?
2,700. 3 seconds. Three, two, one.
9 hours.
How? What?
9.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. Now, what is your son's name, Vanessa?
His name's Esteban.
Esteban?
Yep.
Am I saying that right? Esteban. Esteban? Esteban.
Esteban, yeah.
Esteban?
And he's turning 14.
He's 14 today also.
Oh, my God. Birthday buddies.
Birthday buddies. Yes. And it's Kevin's birthday as well. There are so many people born on March 28th.
We love an Aries.
Does that make everybody...
It's a great birthday.
What?
It's a good birthday.
Yes,
it's a good
birthday.
You know what? Yeah, it's a good birthday. We'll just end it there. Okay, Vanessa's now on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yes. All right. You seem exacerbated.
I am spun out.
It seems like it.
There's so many balloons in the studio, I can't even see straight.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question one. Massive earthquake in Myanmar and Thailand last night measured a 7.7 on the Richter scale. But as of right now, only one death is being reported.
That seems... like it's gonna grow.
Yeah. What is the biggest city in Thailand?
Bangkok.
Bangkok is correct.
Thank you, White Lotus.
Yeah. question two. Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly welcome their first baby together. There's pictures of the baby on social media. You know what else is on social media?
What?
A screen capture of DM fight that Machine Gun Kelly got into with Megan Fox's ex.
Oh, good. That's what she needed.
Right, on that day. Who is Megan Fox's ex?
Brian Austin Green.
Brian Austin Green. Question three. I love this story. Corey Feldman says that he was removed from the famous film What's Eating Gilbert Grape because he was cast as Johnny Depp's co-star until Johnny Depp had him removed from the film and recast with who?
Who was in the movie with Johnny Depp? Yes. You're saying? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio was that part. Of course, that claim comes with no evidence.
Okay, but wouldn't that make Johnny Depp seem like a genius for doing that?
Yeah, kinda.
I mean, wasn't Leonardo DiCaprio nominated for an Oscar?
He was either nominated an Oscar for that one or for A Boy's Life that came out right around the same time. Question four. There's a soap company called Dr. Squatch.
I know, you love it.
And they finally have a celebrity pitch man, and it is Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson appears in these hilariously awful commercials as a character named Moisture Mike.
Gross.
I'm going to play you some of it. Well, let me ask you the question first. Who did Mike Tyson just lose to in a fight on Netflix?
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul is right. Wow, I thought you guys would get confused on what kind of Paul it was. Listen to the audio from this.
Who's the other Paul? That's the only Paul I know.
Logan.
Oh, yeah. Logan. I forget about him.
Listen to this. Listen.
Since switching to Dr. Squatch, everyone's calling me Moisture Mike Tyson. Dr. Squatch, total moisture, the ultra moisturizing bar soap made with natural ingredients. Everyone had the plan until they realized they're showering with synthetic cleansers.
Dr. Squatch, what is he saying?
I don't know.
What is he?
Nobody knows what he's saying. Until you shower with all the kind of synthetic moisturizer.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
I think the point of the commercial is to be so bad. But anyway, though, question five. It's been a long time coming, but Will Smith finally got a street named after him in West Philadelphia.
Okay.
His character on The Fresh Prince was from West Philadelphia, but Will Smith was in real life, a neighborhood called Winfield. I know where it is. West Philadelphia is 2,700 miles from Bel Air.
Okay.
So if you were flying 300 miles an hour, God, how long would that flight take?
It just buzzed me.
All righty. Yeah,
you didn't even try.
Because I don't know what math gets you there.
Division.
And Kevin,
what's the answer?
9 hours.
9 hours.
Oh, God.
Is the correct answer.
2,700, make it easier, 27, divide by 3. Nine.
Right.
Stop it.
Vanessa Nestevan got that one right. However, Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Final score on her birthday. You guys got 3. Katie got 4.
Woo!
Katie wins, which means we are up to $400 on the jackpot. Unbelievable. Well, Esteban, we say happy birthday
to
you.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're
welcome. Have a great day at school. And Vanessa, what is it that you want to tell us?
We are not smarter than Katie.
No, not today. Not many of us are today.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Today's a very special day for the Wake Up Call, at which when you tell people that Katie and Kevin's birthday is on the same day, they cannot wrap their brain around
that. What are the odds?
1 in 365. But still, though.
I mean, we're basically twin sisters.
Yeah, literally.
It is amazing. And every year for Katie's birthday, for over 10 years now, I've given Katie a gift with my face on it. It's become a running joke. And a lot of time goes into it. But that's not what this is. That's at 7:50. You don't want to miss that at 7:50. This is a relatively new tradition that I like, where Katie is going to present a gift to Kevin.
Yes.
Aww.
I love this.
I do too.
Because Kevin, you often get overlooked on this day.
Yes, because of all the effort that goes into Gavin giving me a gift of this day.
Yeah.
You are the queen.
Well, thank you. And you're my little prince.
Oh my God.
Okay. Now, I want you to know the gift that I got you stressed me out.
What? Why?
Why?
First of all, it required me to go to an actual store.
Okay.
Oh, she hates that.
Okay.
Hates it.
Right. Okay.
You could Instacart it?
Tried. Tried. Then the people that I was talking to did not know what I was talking about.
Okay.
So then I had to try to explain to them what it was that I was looking for, which I didn't actually have any answers. Kevin, what is the thing you're most passionate about?
Man,
as far as hobbies.
Oh, Lorcana cards?
That's right.
You got me Lorcana cards?
Okay, well, here's the thing.
How did it get mixed up?
Here's the thing. I think I did.
Yeah, I see some, yes.
Okay, so is that a good pack?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I open it as you give them to me?
I want to know.
Oh, my God.
Because inside, now explain what Lorcana is for anybody who doesn't know.
Lorcana is like the Disney version of Magic the Gathering. It's a trading cards that base our favorite characters off in great cards that you could play against other people.
Like Pokemon.
Okay, so he doesn't seem very impressed by any of the cards that I've gotten.
Well, no, this is gambling, okay?
Okay, here's the next one.
Oh, wow, you bought a different one from each set.
I tried.
That is awesome. It's okay, so how did you get confused on how to explain this?
Okay, I said Lorcana cards, and they said, what is that? And then I was done. I said, I think it's like Pokemon.
I'm offended.
Okay. Well, how are we doing?
We're doing okay.
Okay.
just okay?
Okay.
Because here's the thing.
Kevin's going through the cards and trying to determine which one, like, are there valuable ones?
Well, none of them have been valuable.
Yet. Okay, great.
Because that's the thing. It is a little bit like gambling, right, Kevin?
Yes.
Where, like, you buy a pack, you don't know what's inside.
Uh-uh.
Every once in a while, you get a card that could be worth a couple $100, right?
This is exhilarating.
Wow.
I wanted to open packs for my birthday. Because there's this superstition, okay?
Huh?
Where if it's your birthday or your special day, you will hit something good.
Okay, I really want...
Okay, well, we hit a $15 card.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yes.
So okay, this is basically like this one seems like a lot.
That...
What?
You got me one from every set. I love it. This one's a starter deck. It does have a pack in it. We're just going to go straight to the pack.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
I don't have the starter
deck
yet.
We're following your lead on this. Kevin's opening.
Can you tell that I'm exhilarated?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
If you're just joining us, Katie got Kevin a whole bunch of Lorcana cards for his birthday, and it is also Katie's birthday.
He has the pack between his hands. He's doing pray hands, and he's
this is last pack magic. You guys wouldn't know, but usually when it's the last pack, it's supposed to be the luckiest.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, we should turn down the mics just in case.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, he looks disappointed. Oh.
You know what? It's the thought that counts.
Okay.
I love it.
Can you still do something with all those cards?
I think he probably has most of them.
I'm probably just going to donate them.
Okay, that's fine.
But there's some that I'm keeping.
Now, does that hurt your feelings
at
all?
Not at all.
Okay.
No. Why? This is gambling. It's like if she bought me scratchers.
I don't think she knew that it was gambling, though.
No, I kind of did.
Oh, did
you? I know that you get the deck and you don't know what's going to be in it. It's like a surprise egg.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you hope that it's going to be something valuable. The thrill that he's getting right now is gift enough for me.
Right.
I don't care. I was prepared to, well, I guess you ripped him open, so now you can't. I was prepared to just give you the receipt if it was the wrong deck.
No, you can't return it.
Well, now that you opened it.
No, you can't. Once you buy it, there's no return.
Oh, you can't return it. Oh, okay.
Because I think some people even try to like reseal bags.
Yes.
And scan that.
These are all the good cards I got.
Okay, well, that
looks like a lot.
It's good.
Okay.
Probably value like 25, I would say.
Okay, well, it seems bad.
No, right. That's good.
Okay, I spent a lot more than that.
Oh,
you spent more than $25 on those?
Yeah, I can tell you how much she spent.
I have no idea how much Lorcana cards cost.
6 times 3 plus 30.
Oh, he's doing the math like Bob Cratchit.
Around 50 bucks.
$50?
Well, tax.
For you, sweetie, anything.
All right. Well, listen, happy birthday, Kevin. It's time for this. Katie, what are the rules?
We are going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
Sing along! Here we go! And it's time for the No Name Movie Game 106.5! The end!
Harmonize so well.
Sure. You know why? It's her birthday.
It's his birthday.
It's her birthday and your
harmonize.
Birthday. It's everyone's birthday.
Oh my God.
So many people texting into 909-1065. So many people were born today.
I love that.
What's going on?
You know what it is?
What is it?
4th of July.
What do you mean? Oh.
Is that?
It adds up really.
I don't want to know that.
No, sorry.
Or vacation.
Yeah, it's July.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's.
Hot and sweaty.
Okay.
Kevin.
All right. Wow. Let's do the no-name movie game. Shelby, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. So you heard the rules and you chose me, or actually I think I was the only one left for the no-name movie game. I got 45 seconds on the clock playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater, biggest screen in town, where they will have the movie Minecraft very soon. All right. Here we go. You ready to play?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. 45 seconds starts. Oops. 45 seconds starts now. Okay, flux capacitor in a DeLorean. It goes back in. I said back. I don't believe it. I'm going to make you an offer he can't refuse. Mafia movie. Yes, there we go.
One.
Okay, these are blue people on a distant planet made $1 billion. It has a part in a Disney park in Disney World now.
Wow.
The guy who made Titanic directed it. Blue people.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. Never mind. Oh, this is Batman's nemesis. The number one nemesis.
Joker.
Yes. Okay. The opposite of down.
Up.
Yes! I can't believe we got three.
So, I don't think you could say Batman and Joker, can you?
Oh, Batman's not in Joker.
He's not.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
nope. All right. Tricky. I got three. I can't believe that I said... I can't believe we didn't get Back to the Future. That's insane.
Well, we didn't because of...
An Avatar... Flux capacitor, DeLorean. What else could that be?
I would have gotten it. I'm just saying perhaps she could have if you...
And... Shelby, Avatar was the other one.
Yeah, Avatar you should have got.
Avatar. All right, I'm going to put you on hold.
Shelby.
Got three. We're now going to talk to Claire. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
You have to beat three with Kevin.
Oh.
45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready to play?
Yes, we got this.
Kevin?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, he stole Christmas.
Grinch.
Yes.
Okay, one.
It stays in a hat, a chef hat, and controls
Ratatouille.
Me. Yes!
Wow.
Opposite of south?
North?
Yes. Okay, opposite of woman.
North man?
Yes.
Okay, wow. That's three.
Ice skating. What are at the bottom of the skates?
Blade?
Okay.
No, Blades of Glory?
No. You're on the track. You're doing this.
What?
Oh.
Blades of Fire?
No, you're doing this activity with your arms and feet. You're running.
No.
Blade Runner. You're on the track. Oh, I get it.
That was a good clue.
I wanted to say Blades of Glory too.
Yeah. No, Blade Runner's a hard one. All right. Well, now you're tied. It's up to, we move on from the birthday boy.
You guys each have three or two?
We each have three.
We each have three.
Wow.
Yeah. So now we're birthday boy. Now we move on to the birthday girl.
Yes.
Your contestant, Katie, is Joey. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning.
Hi, Joey.
All right. You have to beat three.
Okay, we can do this.
Vibe up.
All right,
here we go. 45 seconds on the clock starts now.
Okay, where do you sleep? In your bed, what?
Roof.
Yes. Okay. This is what you do if you have a gun and you're like gonna kill a deer. You're gonna go what it?
Shoot.
Shoot. You can do this to many animals.
Hunt.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, two.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Okay. Okay. Before there was Uber and Lyft, you had to take a what?
Taxi.
Yes, and then who is in the front seat?
Driver.
Yes, put them together.
Taxi driver.
Very good. Okay.
Three.
This is, you know the superhero who's red and he has like a circle white thing?
Man. That is a three-way tie with 3 points.
Well, Katie's partner had help.
Also, my partner appeared to be a child.
Right, that is also true.
That's okay.
All right. So,
but I appreciate. I like that.
We're gonna.
I like with the youths.
We're gonna pick a number between one. I have a number written down. I'm showing it to Katie and Kevin.
Okay.
Pick a number between 1 and 20.
17.
All righty. Now I'm going to put you on hold. And now let's go ask Claire. Claire, pick a number between 1 and 20.
5.
All righty. And now I'm going to put you on hold. It's a lot. Shelby, pick a number between 1 and 20.
11.
Okay. The answer was
19.
Which means Joey and her helper, congratulations.
Joey, you won.
I don't know what he said, but congratulations. You got tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater where you can go see the movie Minecraft on the biggest screen in town. Stay on hold. We're going to get your information, okay?
Happy birthday.
Oh,
Thank you.
That was nice.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Happy birthday to you.
This song getting a lot of play today because it is Katie and Kevin's birthday.
Yes.
Congratulations. You did it. You made it.
We made it.
Despite the odds. And, you know, every year for, I mean, Kevin's birthday, but mostly for Katie's, I get her a gift and the gift has my face on it.
Right.
Started off as just a funny haha.
Yeah.
And I believe I got her a cardboard cutout of me,
yes.
Life-size cardboard cutout. And then the very next year, I believe
I did it again.
Not a cardboard cutout. I think I got you a big canvas photograph of me kissing a pony.
Yes, that's right.
And then the year after that, it was a boudoir photo shoot.
Yeah.
And then the year after that, it was my photo topless in a bathtub on a mermaid pillow.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. And they've progressively gotten bigger and bigger to the point where there was a billboard at one point with my face on it.
A David Garibaldi painting.
Yes.
Of you nude.
Covered in sushi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so on and so forth. And so what did I do this year? I don't know why I'm nervous.
Oh.
But I'm nervous.
Okay.
All right. I have to go get it.
Okay.
It's outside the studio.
Okay.
And Kevin.
Okay.
Can you film this?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go get it.
Okay.
It's very large.
Wait, do I follow you?
No. Stay in here.
Okay.
And stay by your microphone. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I can't. Okay.
I'm nervous.
Before I go get this.
Okay.
I want to say that the wake up call behind the scenes, we've been put through a lot lately.
Yes.
And when I say lately, I mean in the last couple of years. And so, you know, you might have noticed that there was more people that were part of the show at one point.
Yeah.
But this is the crew that we love, and this is the crew we're going to stick with. So on that note, I'm going to go get your birthday present.
Okay. What are you?
He's gonna make me cry.
I feel like I'm already about to cry, but I don't know what it is. I want to face away, even though I know you're filming, because I don't want to see it through the window when it comes in. But I wonder what it. Okay. Wow. That is. I can see it out of the corner of my eye. That is gigantic.
I can't turn around.
Gavin, that is the size.
Oh, I just knocked over the sushi. God!
Oh, God.
It's okay.
Hold on. I'm going to put it back here.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my God. Why is this so big? Kevin!
I'll get that later.
Kevin!
What I got was, I asked our friend, David Garibaldi, who is a world-famous painter, to paint another one. Because the last one, there was controversy. Because, as I said, I was naked and covered in sushi. I've never done a birthday present that had my face on it, but also yours and Kevin's. So I asked David, can we get a painting of the show? And that's exactly what he did. With Katie in the middle. And I think, and it says the wake up call. If you want to see this painting, text the word gift, G-I-F-T, G-I-F-T to 916-909-1065. Gift to 909-1065. And it's the biggest painting I've ever seen.
God, it's beautiful.
It's the size of a pink glass window.
You got me and Katie crying.
Do you guys like it?
I love it.
I really love it.
And the good news this time was, before I commissioned David Garibaldi to paint this, I asked our general manager, can we hang it up somewhere?
Oh, you did say that that you had to get permission. Okay, so you said a special guest was going to come and then couldn't. Was it David?
It was David Garibaldi.
Okay, okay. I'm sure he's very busy.
He was supposed to come in and present the painting to you.
I'm sure he's very busy.
Well, I'm glad that he didn't come because I'm a hot mess.
Wow, that's really
beautiful.
Cool.
I'm so glad that you guys like it.
I love it. Aww.
We've been together since, Katie and I have been together since 2009. Kevin has been part of our lives since 2011.
10, 12.
Who's counting?
Okay.
Well, we were trying to, but a long time. We have gone through so much together.
So much.
And I think that it's a perfect painting to symbolize, like, how much we love each other, how much we need each other, and I think that's
this is the best gift you've given.
Yeah,
when I
so
saw
thoughtful.
When I saw that painting, I cried.
Yeah,
same with me and Katie.
That's great, and so, we all look really cute.
Yeah,
too. Like, I'm not gonna lie, we look really
good.
Gavin, you look a little bald.
A little bald, yeah. Sure, yeah.
It's okay. Maybe we could add, like, a little toupee to it.
Maybe, okay. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And where do we think we're going? Okay, I will say, it's so huge. Big.
It's very big.
Okay, so where exactly are we going to put this? Big.
Well, I think our general manager wants it all the way in the back of the Odyssey suite.
That sounds right. That sounds right.
Listen, personally, there's a wall with a 98 rock canvas on it. I think it would look pretty good there.
Well, okay, what if we just hang it?
I'm down. Let's do it.
Well, you know, it's your birthday.
It's our birthday. What are they going to say? No?
Take it down.
Right. Say discrimination.
Maybe it can stay up just there for just one day for your birthday.
Unless people love it.
People love it.
Has the big boss seen it?
He has.
Okay, and what did he think?
I think he likes it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, good. I'm glad you guys like it.
It's so awesome.
I love you guys very much.
Love you too.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
I don't know if I can call this a warning or not, but there's a tip circulating for shredded cheese. Listen to this.
Number five, here's something we read about that we had not heard before. If you're cooking with pre-shredded cheese, you might want to give it a quick rinse first, and here's why.
Ew.
Right, Kevin.
Why?
That's an appropriate response. Here's why.
You want to remove those anti-caking agents that prevent the cheese from clumping together.
Okay, so they're telling you to walk, much like fruit and vegetables, wash off whatever chemicals we put on the food, on the cheese. But here's why, though.
Put the cheese in a colander, pour cold water over it, then let it drain. The procedure removes the starch and makes it melt easier. You are welcome.
What a roller coaster I went on this morning.
That was close.
When I heard that, I was shooketh.
Because you thought...
Well, one, I'm not going to wash my cheese. Really? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What if they said, like, you have to do it because otherwise it's, like, cancerous?
They could tell me there's arsenic on shredded cheese, and I'm not going to wash my shredded cheese.
Right.
That sounds disgusting, A. Wet cheese?
Ew.
It sounds like the name of a death metal song.
Yeah, I mean, you get your cheese wet if you have, like, a salad that you put dressing on.
That's different. Touching wet shredded cheese.
That does sound pretty nasty.
Blech. Two, I'll bet it would taste different. I'll bet it would taste gross. And I wouldn't do it also, even if it was poisonous, because, it doesn't spread easy then. You know, have you ever gotten like wet cheese?
Yeah, it clumps together.
Yeah. Probably because it has anti-clumping agents.
Yeah, exactly.
But... If I had to wash my shredded cheese, how am I going to eat it right out of the bag at 2 a.m?
Right.
I mean, it's a really good point. You can't just shamefully pour it from a bag into your mouth.
Right.
And just with one eye watching the stairs, making sure nobody's coming down. Just, what is this? I wanted some milk.
I mean, you're adding the word shameful. I feel zero shame when I do it. standing in front of that midnight glow of the refrigerator and nothing but your underwear, just hoisting that bag of shredded cheese.
Oh my god, that's
like a hippo eating grass. Now imagine doing it while it's wet. That's
obviously chaos. You can't do that.
Right.
You'd have to stop eating it like that.
I gotta be honest, I'm gonna tell everybody a little bit of a secret.
Okay.
I don't even wash my vegetables.
Okay.
I don't know.
Or my fruit.
I don't eat fruit.
You don't eat fruit, but
I don't wash my vegetables either.
You have to wash those.
Yeah,
you don't have to.
You definitely should.
I mean, you should.
Yeah. But, I mean,
the sink is so far.
You guys are dirty.
Never even think of it.
We're not dirty necessarily. It's more of just like
you like dirt.
We're rolling the dice. It's more of rolling the dice. Oh, I mean, if it was dirt, that seems healthy. Farm dirt.
There's a lot of bad stuff in dirt also.
Yeah. What if they didn't spray it full of chemicals?
You could still, like, there could be, like, animal feces in it.
Right.
Right.
Well, why'd you have to bring that
well,
up?
Well, I'm sorry.
It's
you
part
asked.
Of the soil.
You asked.
I just don't. I don't know.
I just forget. It's not even that I'm like, no, it's good for you. It's not even that. It's just like, I forget to wash this tomato.
Right. Yeah.
It's in the fridge. It seems clean.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, it seems also kind of weird to like have a handful of blueberries and then just go over to the sink, because I always end up dropping some down the sink. And I always have the thought, like,
why don't you just keep them in the container and wash them
off?
Yeah,
you're supposed to wash it in the container.
Because then they are all wet, and then I put it back in, and the humidity makes them mold faster.
Oh.
Let them dry a bit.
It's chemistry. So, okay, now you're telling me that if I want a blueberry, I got to give it a bath, then I got to dry it off, and then I got to put it back to bed in the fridge? What? Who? How much time do you have with your day? I didn't know you had all this blueberry washing time.
I do feel like you have enough time to do that.
So you're saying I should just wash it all right off the bat?
You should wash it all, right? How about this, though? What about, like, you know, like when you get, like, a container of, like, salad, but it's a bunch of different kinds of, like, mixed greens?
Okay.
Okay, so are we supposed to wash that?
I don't eat vegetables, so I can't help you.
Wow. She doesn't eat fruit. You don't eat vegetables.
I eat fruit,
though. We can't all be as good as you, Gavin.
Right.
Just eating everything right. Tell us more about your 2 a.m. cheese.
At least I'm eating dairy. That's good for you, too.
I can't eat dairy. That's bad.
No dairy, no vegetables, no fruit.
Wow.
Just leave me and my pesticides and my anti-caking starch, and I guess I'll be fine, I guess. I don't know. Fine, I'll start washing my fruits and vegetables.
No, you won't.
I won't.
Yeah.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right. So, there's a listener that we have named Jordan, and he's incredible.
Incredible.
In fact, he's actually too incredible. He's too good to us. He's way too nice to us. And to celebrate Katie's birthday, he got her an incredible gift. And Real Housewives is involved. Tell everybody what it is, and then I will play it.
It is a cameo from one Miss Countess Luann de Lesseps.
Hey there, Katie, at 106.5 The End. This is from Jordan, who loves you very much, darling, and wants you to know, money can't buy you class, but it can buy you a lot to celebrate being the lovely soul that you are. He says that you're amazing and you're a big Housewives fan. Well, that is chic, c'est la vie, c'est bon.
Okay, so if you don't know anything about this woman, she sounds like a crazy person.
So she has singles that she puts out.
Singles?
Yeah, like songs.
Oh.
And Money Can't Buy You Class is one of them.
Okay.
And then there's one called Chic C'est La Vie.
Okay.
And she's a cabaret star now.
I see.
So she travels around performing not just her own songs, but other songs as well.
So she's kind of like doing a plug during your cameo?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be touring in the area. Check out countessluann.com for dates.
She's going to full-on plug.
Yeah, okay.
Touring till then. I wish you all the best. Say hello to everyone in Sacramento and send you kisses and lots of love from me, the Countess.
Kevin is mad about this.
Why? Right.
Because. Do you know how much it costs?
No.
I think it's like $130.
Right!
$130 for that?
Yeah!
Well, don't say for that. She's an icon.
She plugged her own show!
Right? She did talk about herself a lot more than me, but...
A third of that was a commercial.
Right. I do have bad news for Kevin. This wasn't my birthday present. This was just a present.
Our listener, Jordan. I'm so mad at him.
How
right now.
Don't you dare no, wait, be mad at Jordan.
Why are you mad
why
at
him? Why am I mad? The gifts he got us was only like 60, 70 bucks.
Okay, now let's go back for a second. The last time we saw Jordan, he did have gifts for us. He didn't have anything for Katie at the moment, but he had something for you and me. And the thing with Jordan is he gets us really weird stuff. Not that we don't like it and appreciate it. It's just he thinks, to say he thinks outside the box doesn't even he's in the stratosphere,
yeah,
as far as his thinking goes.
I have a favorite person that he could have
oh, you
did
want
a cameo.
Okay.
Right, if I got a cameo from what's that pretty face guy's name, he's in the show with Zendaya.
Wow, what a big fan.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet. And Jordan knows I love Timothy Chalamet.
Does he? Because
everyone should know.
Okay. I didn't know that.
I wasn't aware.
He's okay. My new Shawn Mendes. So I used to like Shawn Mendes, but yeah. Then Shawn Mendes is going through some stuff, so now I like Timothy Chalamet.
Wow, okay. You really let Shawn Mendes go when he's having his hardest
well,
time.
Well, he left us for a year.
What do you like about Timothy Chalamet?
She's
I mean, the first thing he said was that pretty face.
Well,
I
okay, mean, yeah.
You don't agree as a pretty face?
It's angelic to say the least.
Thank you.
Like a little porcelain doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine me getting a cameo.
Okay, I want to see if Timothy Chalamet is on Cameo.
No, he's not. You don't need to look it up.
Why not?
Because he's like 2-time Oscar nominated actor.
Not a winner.
But he doesn't need Cameo. Cameo's for people who need the money.
I'm so mad.
No offense, Countess.
He's not on here.
Kevin, listen, is there something that, are you doing this? Hold on. Are you doing this because you know Jordan's listening and you know right now he is thinking like, okay, I really need to step it up. And is this all part of a strategy until you get bigger and more expensive gifts?
No, I love Jordan for himself.
Uh-huh.
But if he decides to want to give me like a cameo that I could cherish forever, I would love that too.
Okay, so give him some direction.
Well, like from who?
Timothy Chalamet's not on Cameo.
I'm looking through the list and there's not a lot of good people on
I
here.
I see, okay, all right. So do you want to issue an apology to Jordan and
to
maybe
who?
Maybe
Why?
Katie as well?
No.
For being so selfish.
Mm. Selfish?
Not letting me have my time to shine.
What are you shining? She plugged her show.
Yeah, but she said my name.
She did.
Wow. And you know who will never say your name? Mr. Chalamet.
Wow.
Today is Katie and Kevin's birthday.
The Lord's Day, some might say.
Apparently, as we're finding out, it is half the population of the U.S.'s birthday as well. So many people.
Love it. Queens are born March 28th. Right. Yeah. Sorry.
So for a long time, to over 10 years, the tradition has been that I give Katie a present with my face on it. It has gotten progressively bigger and bigger. This year, I kept the tradition, but also bucked the tradition by getting Katie's face and Kevin's face on it. And I had world famous painter David Garibaldi paint all three of us in a wake up call painting that if you would like to see, you can text the word gift, G-I-F-T, to 916-909-1065.
It's really special.
It's great.
I think
really,
it turned out so
yeah.
Well.
It is the best gift you've ever given.
Oh, thank you.
Without question.
And I, if you want to hear the presentation, which not only made Katie and Kevin cry, but also caused a food disaster here in the studio.
Oh, yeah, you knocked a bunch of food over.
Sushi went flying. It'll be up on our podcast later today.
We were able to salvage the sushi. It stayed in the container, mm-hmm, thank
for the
God.
Most part, yeah.
Yeah.
I did want to tell you guys the backstory about this painting.
Okay.
Because if you haven't texted gift to 909-1065 yet, you don't know this, but that painting is gigantic.
It is so big. Gigantic. It is the size of a pane glass window.
Yeah. I believe it is 6 feet long and maybe 4.5 feet
that
tall.
That seems about right.
Because it's a horizontal painting. And the process to get, first of all, I had to go to David Garibaldi's studio to pick up the painting. Now, when I picked up the painting, I thought it was going to be framed. I thought it was going to be like a done painting.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Oh, it was canvas. Oh.
It's canvas. So when he gives you a painting, it's rolled up.
Oh.
And then sealed in this like really long, kind of like it looks like you bought yourself a lightsaber at Disneyland.
So you have to buy the frame for it.
You told me that like there was one part that still needed to be done.
And that would be the framing part.
Oh, got it.
Now, I started to run into hiccup after hiccup. David Garibaldi finished the painting on Monday.
Okay. And I can't thank him enough for doing this.
He's amazing.
It is so special that someone of his caliber would take the time for our stupid asses.
His paintings sell for thousands of dollars.
I know that.
It's insane. Anyway.
And now I have two.
right. So that was on Monday. I could pick it up on Tuesday. I went and did that. But then I realized, oh my God, it needs to be framed.
Yeah.
I call it a frame place.
And when you say framed, you need to explain it is the wooden backing that you tack the canvas onto, not a picture frame.
Not like a Michaels frame or anything like that. It's they have to stretch it across.
Yeah, you have to stretch the wood. Canvas.
Yeah, and apparently, because our general manager is a painter, I was talking to him about it, and apparently that process is way harder than I thought because there's a lot of math and measuring involved.
Got it.
So I call a place. I got to give him a shout out, Skyline Framing.
Okay.
And I had to really turn on the charm.
Why?
Because in what usually takes, I would imagine, 10 to 14 days, I needed it by Thursday.
To put a frame in 10 to 14?
Well, they've got other things to do. I wasn't their only customer.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to beg them for a rush job. And on top of that, like, I was nervous about how much it was going to cost. It wasn't terrible.
Okay.
The price wasn't terrible. It stayed under $200, okay?
That's a lot.
That is way more than I would have expected.
You should have bought me the frame. I would have framed it yourself.
No, I was expecting it to be more than that.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
So, finally they call me. They do it, and they do it on time, the time that I need it.
Okay,
great. Well, I drive a little itty-bitty Tesla, okay? Yeah. You can barely fit a suitcase in a Tesla, let alone this big-ass painting, which, by the way, you can see how big it is by texting GIFT to 909-1065.
It's enormous.
So, okay, now I'm in the 11th hour. It is the day before I need to get it to you guys. The painting is done.
Okay.
I have to go drive to my wife's work to switch cars. So she works on the other side of Roseville. We switch cars. Our other car is a minivan. Then I quickly drive the minivan. This all has to be done before I have to pick my kids up for school, too. So I am racing. Then I have to drive all the way to somewhere off of Watt to get...
Oh, my God!
To get the painting.
Jeez.
I get there. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, okay, I got 30 minutes to get back to the school to pick up the kids. I get there. The damn thing doesn't fit in the van.
No!
Yes. Oh, my God.
As soon as I pull up, the two guys that do the framing, they're just standing there, and they go, that's not going to fit.
No!
I was like, how big is it? And then I see it, and I go, are you sure it's not going to fit? Can we, like, squeeze it in this? He's like, no, it's wood. It's wood. It's not pliable. So I had to then beg them again to deliver it.
No.
And then I had to call
you
in.
You need to say the name of this business many more times.
Skyline Framing.
Skyline Framing.
Charming AF gentleman and a lovely lady who runs the front desk.
Skyline Framing.
I had to call in some favors for some people who work here at Odyssey. Like, hey,
wow,
are you going to be there around 4:30 today? Because there's going to be a delivery.
It got delivered here.
Yes. So then they did deliver it, and it got put in the back. Our shout out to Jonathan, our engineer. He is God's perfect person.
So it's been here the whole time?
It's been here for like 10 hours. Like, yeah.
Wow.
So there was a lot of moving parts in the 11th hour to get this done.
We appreciate that you put so much effort in for us.
Thank you. Again, if you want to see it, and you do, it's really good, text the word GIFT to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the wake-up call.
So today is Katie and Kevin's birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, you guys. And, you know, there's a game that we play off the air. We only play it with ourselves. We've never done it on the air. And we have never really given it a name, but how about we call it What'd You Get Him for Their Birthday?
Which is just what we say.
Okay. And today seems like a very appropriate day to play this game.
Yeah.
Where we go over celebrity birthdays.
Now, well, hold up. We have to explain how we play.
Go ahead.
Okay. So usually it's somebody we don't like or don't care about. And we find out it's their birthday. And then we say, it's so-and-so's birthday. What'd you get him? And then we go around the room and all say what we quote-unquote got them for their birthday. It's usually sarcastic and sometimes mean.
Right. Okay. So because it is Katie and Kevin's birthday, here are celebrities that share a birthday with you guys. Let's start with Lady Gaga.
Oh yes! We Mother love her. Monster!
Lady Gaga is turning 39 years old today.
Okay.
What'd you get Lady Gaga for her birthday?
Oh, it's so funny. No, it's not. It's funny to me, but she loves it.
You're right. Oh, sure.
It is a tofu purse.
A tofu purse?
Yes, yes. Oh. One time use, sadly. But it is a purse just made of tofu. Are we all surprised she's only 39?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm not saying she looks old, but like something about her is matured.
Yeah, I'll say matured, but also she seems like she's lived a lot of lives. We've seen many versions of
maybe
her.
That's what it is.
Kevin, what'd you get Lady Gaga for her birthday?
I got her one of those little things where you open it and it's like a ballerina dancing.
Oh,
oh my God, that's so...
I know. Oh, I feel God, like she would break down crying.
Strangely, I think she'd love that. Yeah.
I got her a cameo from Bruno Mars because I thought she'd find that funny.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I'm not sure what her sense of humor is like, but...
She seems like she doesn't really have one.
Right.
Next up for what'd you get for their birthday on Katie and Kevin's birthday, they also share a birthday with Vince Vaughn.
Okay, Vince Vaughn.
Wow. Katie, what'd you get Vince Vaughn for his birthday?
STD test.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, but at least he didn't have to pay for it.
No, I know. And it's... I don't know what it is about him, but... It does seem like he makes unfortunate decisions after having too much scotch. He doesn't even have a reputation for doing that. It just is the vibe I get off.
I mean, he's turning 55 today. And when you're the star of movies like Wedding Crashers and Old School and Dodgeball and The Swingers, The Breakup, it does seem like you're probably doing a lot of banging.
Yeah.
You're too charismatic to not.
Right.
You know? Kevin,
right.
What'd you get Vince Vaughn for his birthday?
I got him a certificate that says congrats on your Grammy.
Does he have a Grammy?
He's never won a Grammy.
That's me.
Now, he isn't a musician.
Wait.
So.
What?
I thought
Grammys are for actors.
No,
that's
Oscars.
Oh, well, my gif is stupid.
Well, it's funnier. It's right. Funny, but I think you meant it to be a burn.
Right, right, exactly. Okay, next up on here. Salt from Salt and Peppa.
Oh, that's cute. Shoop, shoop, I do.
She's turning 59 today.
Good for her.
So what'd you get Salt for her birthday?
I got her first Social Security check.
What?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and it came straight from me.
And you know what? We all contribute to Salt's Social Security
check. Yes,
we do. Yeah.
But she's been contributing to others as well.
Of course.
It's a wash.
It's hers. Kevin, what'd you get Salt?
I got her a snow globe shaped as a salt shaker, and when you shake it, you see her.
That's so smart. That is so smart.
That's hysterical.
Do you want to do one more?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Is it somebody we're going to know?
I hope it's someone we hate.
Oh.
Julia Stiles.
Oh.
Remember her?
You know what I got her?
10 Things I Hate About You and,
Spider-Man, right?
Save the Last Dance. No, you're thinking of Kirsten Dunst. They are not the same person, despite being the same person.
Okay.
Julia Stiles was in Save the Last Dance, 10 Things I Hate About You. She's turning 44 today.
Okay. Oh, wow. So, hold on.
Mine's easy.
You know what? You want to do give her a gift or you want to give Kate Gosselin a gift?
Kate Gosselin.
Because Julia Stiles is not Kirsten Dunst,
right.
It changes everything. And also, I don't think you're right, but okay.
I just got Julia Stiles a birthday card that said, happy birthday, Kirsten.
Perfect. Okay.
Kate Gosselin's turning the big 5-0.
Yeah. You know what I got her?
Huh.
I got her a I got her a soul cleansing.
Soul cleansing.
Oh, yeah.
Some sage.
Like an exorcism.
Oh, wow. She needed that?
She seems pretty bad. After all her kids have come out, it seems like she's a, she is Ruby Frank adjacent.
Who's Ruby Frank again?
She was a YouTube mom that...
oh, she's bad. She was
she
just
turned
abusive.
Out to be like extremely abusive.
All right. Oh, maybe she doesn't deserve a birthday gift, but Kevin still got her one. So, Kevin, what'd you get Case Goslin for her birthday?
I just got her a gift card.
You know what? Good.
Because, you know, people that you hate, you just give you a gift card.
Yeah, and to something crappy, too.
Like, and guess what? It's not enough to feed 8 kids. I'll tell you that.
And have it be a gift card to, like, a CVS.
CVS gift card.
Yeah, here, I need to use this.
Go get some makeup wipes.
Right.
That is it. That is the full show.
We did it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.